Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi from True Crime Today.
Featuring forensic evidence expert Scott Roder from Evidence Room.
The Delphi murder case, new dates being set by the judge just recently. Richard Allen, the prime suspect in this, who's in custody in a prison right now, going to be appearing in Fort Wayne court coming up on October 19th. The judge says she wants to discuss recent issues that have surfaced about some of the evidence in the case, although she was not specific. Scott Roder of Evidence Room is joining us to discuss this case, as we've been watching it for quite some time now. The question is, with the evidence that she wants to talk about, yeah, I'm sure it's about the Odinism, but what about the Odinism claims? They certainly did look fantastical on paper, but some of them do seem to have bit of a receipt or two with them. What's your thoughts, number one, Scott, on the fantastical claims in this and where it could possibly lead?
Well, I think it's difficult to, certainly if there's physical evidence that is relevant in symbology to some greater motivation, I'll stay in my lane here with regard to my expertise on physical and forensic evidence and reconstruction of evidence and what that interrelationship of that evidence means to the guilt of a party or to the cause or effect of how this murder took place or how these murders took place. I mean, that's all relevant to me, right? You can interpret that. But I think here we're talking about the motivation of an ideology or religion or a cult or whatever anybody wants to classify these people's beliefs as. I did some basic research on, well, what is Odinism? Mm-hmm. I looked at it and I'm like, well, what, do these people just watch Marvel comics and they like the Thor character or whatever?
Yeah.
But yeah, not to be dismissive, right? Because that's what that whole storyline comes from.
Sure.
But on a serious note, it goes into like a biker culture, I think, where they idolize these kind of like Norse macho mm-hmm. stuff of the Viking kind of lifestyle. And that's real popular with the bikers.
It's been
Indiana,
pointed out.
That's right where all the bikers are. So that's.
Yeah. And not to say all bikers
are.
Would
that be considered a hate crime? I don't know.
Well, not to say that all bikers are white nationalists by any means, but that's the other group that seems to have taken this up.
Right.
Exactly.
We got bikers in our family.
Exactly.
Okay?
So,
I'm talking about motorcycle gangs.
Yes, but the white nationalists is the other sect of individuals that we've seen that seem to have taken this up. In some way, shape, or form. And I think that's a big question. There's a lot of people who will put patches on their uniforms, as we've seen with some of the prison guards that have been, in fact, in contact and watching Richard Allen. They have since removed those patches since last month, since some of these Odinistic claims came to light. Is that suspicious, or is it just, look, I know these patches look bad, but we all have patches for different things that we're into. Just because it's Odinist doesn't mean I'm out slaughtering children, because there really is no track record of Odinist slaughtering children until this.
No, there really isn't. To me, it's like, you remember back, it was like everybody, like the people had the red Make America Great hats again. Mm-hmm. I think it's like that. I think it's like they're just fans of the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, a culture, a tribe, that sort of thing. I mean, it
doesn't mean that they're best friends.
But
although, however, I do remember the one episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David literally got out of trouble by having a secret Make America Great hat again. If he wanted a little bit of elbow room at the bar, he'd put the hat on. People would get disgusted. Yep. He'd get a little elbow room.
I remember Larry David also getting out of jury duty by pretending to be racist. Just to
yes,
get out.
Exactly.
But with
so who knows what the patches mean? Mm-hmm. I think maybe some people are overreaching here, but I don't know.
I guess my question would be, did the guards have these Odin patches on prior to the gentleman being in their custody?
Sure.
Then I'm like, it's just a coincidence.
No.
But the guy's there, and then they start wearing these patches. Well, then maybe you have just a little subversion. The guy's getting some favors for secret handshake ideology.
Yeah, I mean, with the evidence as well in this case, they have looked at it. And that's another big point of contention here, is how the bodies were found and the way that they believe sticks and branches were put on them. Some seemingly looking like they were trying to hide the bodies, but some say there's more to it. Some say when they look at the way things were placed, that they actually do seem to resemble Odinistic ruins. And the big point of that being that initially the authorities did go to a professor to get their opinion. The professor did say, yeah, it does look like ruins. However, the authorities never then relayed that in the investigation to go down that road whatsoever. In fact, it was lied about. It was said that, oh, I don't know who said that. We don't remember. No, he didn't say that, when it turns out he did and they knew who he was. So, yes, fantastical. But again, why not just cross that T or dot that I? And if it goes nowhere, because from the optics of this, it looks like they had an idea where they wanted it to go and just kept going down that path. It just seems silly that even if these leads were there, why not go down it if it seems somewhat of a path that exists?
Well, I mean, I think it is. Once again, this is more thematic for the motivation of the crime rather than the mechanic of the crime itself. Okay. So if I haven't looked at these photographs, I don't know if they exist to the public or not, but if the bodies had deliberately placed sticks and branches and so on to almost like a death ritual thing where they, then I think that would almost be a defense for the accused in that he could claim, well, you know, just like in the Daybell case, some religious defense to their horrific crime, whether it's an actual influence or it's an actual belief system or it's an actual mental illness, whatever, when people are defending themselves in court, that can be used as a tool to say, hey, this was something that happened. And then, but out of respect, I buried or laid the rest of the victim or the deceased. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It could be used as almost like a sympathy thing or like a mitigating factor.
Sure.
So maybe they were looking at it from an investigation standpoint. They're like, yeah, maybe this is real, but I think that makes the guy look sympathetic or something. And then they ditched it.
Yeah, I mean, I do wonder about the logistics of exactly what happened there. It's easy to go down one road for our own narrative of go, this is weird or shady, so it must be this or it must be that. But again, they're seeming to do it on the other side as well. It's just follow the path of truth and facts. Scott, you've been doing this for a very long time and have seen many crime scenes. How common, if at all, is it for there to be ruins or that you've come across things where it looks like some sort of cultist or bizarre, dark religious ceremony was the setting for some crimes?
You're right. I have been doing this a long time. I started Evidence Room in 2001, in May of 2001. And we've worked on over 2,000 cases since that time. We've worked on hundreds of criminal cases. The one case that I actually saw some signs of some type of occult practice was a intentional homicide and then arson in Malibu, California. It was a scene of a large party. Someone was victimized and intentionally murdered, and then the entire rental house of Malibu was burnt down to the ground deliberately, and there was music playing the whole time and people dancing the whole time. And to me, it seemed really, there was part of it on video that we had from a surveillance camera. And then of course the actual evidence itself of the murder and then the arson was so deliberate. And then the parties involved were all extremely suspicious. So, yeah, that was one case where you definitely felt that there was maybe some dark arts happening. But that's the only thing that I've ever been involved with that I've seen something religiously related.
So, not that religion, or not,
I have no idea.
Sure, I mean,
that's what I saw.
And not to say that because it's not necessarily frequently encountered that it doesn't happen. But in the larger scheme of things, statistically, it's not the center of any sort of high percentage of crime scenes.
No, not at all. I mean, I've seen straight up brutality, and actually I'm working on a case now. I can't really mention it too specifically, but it's so perfectly clean. Mm-hmm. It's the first case I've worked on where I feel like I've uncovered a professional group of, or a professional assassination of a group of people. Mm-hmm. And that's all I can say about it, but it's the first time I've seen something so cold. We've certainly seen things so horrendous, but most of the stuff are crimes of passion, right? And those are usually sloppy with lots of evidence left behind. And those are fairly easy to figure out from a mechanical standpoint. But yeah, no, religiosity and occult symbolism and that kind of thing, we don't see that. Like I said, the closest thing I could see was that arson. But that could have just been something as simple as somebody burnt the house down to cover up a drug overdose, you know?
Sure.
So there's wide ranges of things that could happen that look like things on the outside. But these are just observations from a guy who's done stuff, but I certainly haven't seen it all, and I wouldn't put it past anything for things to be discovered that people haven't seen before. But I think just because it's rare or it's an anomaly doesn't mean it's not valid or true in this instance.
Sure.
So I think it should be investigated and vetted out to see, well, what is the real motivation for what happened here? And if that gives it some kind of illumination, then I think you got to look into it more.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Scott Roeder, our guest today. Scott, tell them more about what you do.
Here at the Evidence Room, we employ a team of engineers, medical illustrators, 3D modelers, and animators under my direction to reconstruct cases of personal injury, medical malpractice, police officer-involved shooting cases, both defending and on the plaintiff side, and in criminal court, as probably what I'm most well known for in my personal testimony. But we have a full company that serves internationally on issues of demonstrative evidence and forensic animation. And we get hired by lawyers, by cities, by insurance companies, and by private citizens to augment investigations through their legal teams. We can be found at the web on evidence-room.net. And we service everywhere. And if you need us and we can help, we'll do the best we can for you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.